ハレルヤハレルヤハレルヤハレルヤハレルヤハレルヤ。 If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. ハレルヤハレルヤハレルヤ。A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." He said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with the generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and there is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the queen of the soul of the south will arise with the generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. This is hinting that his death and his resurrection after 3 days. Of course, the people couldn't catch the message. But so today, when we see, look back at the gospel, everything is so clear. It's understandable. The people then could not understand because they still could accept the person of Jesus because he's only the son of a carpenter. But anyhow, today, we see Jesus not only a son of carpenter, he's son of God. He loves us. He died for us on the cross. He returned to us all the graces we need. What if today Jesus is telling us, if by the time his people on earth understood what Jesus was, they would follow him. And today, we know that Jesus is the Messiah. He came for us. We have to ask, do we follow him? Of course, we will say, we are Christians. We are baptized. We follow you. But to follow Jesus is not only being baptized, but to follow him means on a daily basis, to accept our personal crosses. This cross comes from the family, from the place where we work, from your personality. Anything can happen in our life. Jesus permits it. He just wants us to follow him, to be humble, to carry our own little crosses, to love the person, the people next to us, try to love unconditionally, forever forgiving, forgetting what the other is doing wrong to you, just offering your life like Jesus, moment by moment, to love. Like Jesus' way to love. That means to love unconditionally, being always first one to love. We can do it, but you have to ask, do you want to do it? Of course, we are weak. That's why you have to tell Jesus, we are weak. So Jesus, give us your helping hand.